What would you say are the main points of your teachings and the important purposes for bringing them forth?
This would depend upon the context. If we are attempting to assist one individual who sits physically before the Ron One, there would be certain important teachings that would specifically address the choices and issues of that individual in this lifetime through many lifetimes. In the broader sense, if we would speak to all humans or to any human, we would say it is so important to be aware you are eternal beings, that your human life on earth is very important. It is a miraculous opportunity, but it is temporary. And if you lose yourself entirely in it, that increases the intensity which brings you possibility of great joy. But usually losing yourself entirely in human life further obscures the feeling inside you that you are an eternal being. And usually that can create some confusion. We also attempt to point out how present negativity in human life grows out of human choices made in fear. We seek ways to help you see your own fearful choices so that you might heal them. So that in your confusion as humans, particularly when you forget your eternal being and you create great fear, you can easily trap yourself in experiences that are so frightening and painful, and you can believe they are the nature of life. So we strive to help humans understand the nature of life is perfection, goodness, and love. Through human choice, there has come pain and suffering. And we find ways to urge humans to see that clearly, to see their individual participation in the creation of negativity and to adjust it. Often we will attempt to point out the unending flow of love that is available to you from the forces you would consider to be God itself. There are many ways for humans to think. We attempt to help humans think in ways that bring them closer to truth, to identify human distortions, to understand ways to bring them forward, understand them, heal them. And then, in a sense, to wield the power of God itself that lives in every human in ways that are more aligned with perfect love, perfect intentions of the souls. So these are some general ways to think about some of the intentions of ourselves in bringing forth this body of speakings. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you.